Are there any esoteric teachings in Buddhism? There are some Buddhist traditions and even some Buddhist schools who proclaim that they uphold the secret teachings of the Buddha. They know the fastest way to enlightenment. They know the shortcut. That is what some Buddhist traditions and some Buddhist schools proclaim. Now, this belief and these statements are misleading. They are not according to the Dharma. There are no shortcuts to enlightenment. We need to practice diligently. Now, are there secret teachings in Buddhism? In one of the suttas found in Anguttara Nikaya, Patichanna Sutta, here Buddha says these words: "Monks, these three things are done in secret, not in open. What are these three things? Affairs with the women are done in secret, not in open. Hymns of the Brahmins are done in secret, not in open. Wrong views are held in secret, not openly." Having said so, then the Buddha said, "But monks, these three things, when open and they shine forth, they cannot be hidden. What are these three things?" Then he said, "Sun, the moon, and the teachings of the enlightened one. These are shining, and they shine brightly and brilliantly." Tathagatappa vedito dhamma vinayo vivatto virochati no parichanno. So these are his words. The doctrine and discipline proclaimed by the Tathagata, when it is expounded, when it is opened, that shines forth, but not when it is hidden. So Dhamma is to be expounded, it is to be elaborated. It is not meant to kept in library, it is not meant to kept in hidden place. It is to be opened and expounded, and we need to analyze it. So Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Isn't that what we recite always? Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, well delivered by Him. So if Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, how can there be secret teachings? It is impossible. This is not according to the teachings. This is misleading. Do not be deluded. There are no secret teachings in Buddhism. Everything is open. In Mahaparinibbana Sutta, Buddha very clearly and precisely said these words: "Nattānanda tathāgatassa Dhammesu Acharya Buddhi." Ananda, the Tathagata does not hold any secret teachings. Now, I will tell you the incident behind this statement. When Buddha was in Velur village, he fell sick. He was gravely ill, almost about to pass away. But then the Buddha thought, it is not proper for Tathagata to pass away without announcing it in advance. I must let my disciples to know. So it is not proper. It is not proper for me to pass away in this way. Then he using his mental power, psychic power, his supernormal abilities, he subdued his sickness and forced himself to recover. After he recovered from that sickness using his spiritual powers, he came out and sat outside the building in the shade. The Venerable Ananda approached him, and having paid respect to the Buddha, Venerable Ananda said these words: "Venerable sir, when you are very sick, I was so upset and I was so sad. I lost my mind because you are almost dying. But there was one consolation for me. There was one thing who kept me hope. I thought Buddha will not pass away without giving instructions to the monks regarding what to be done." Then at this stage, the Buddha said these words: "Ananda, what do the monks expect from me? I have taught you all openly without holding any secret." These are the words: "I have taught you all openly Dhamma and Vinaya. I do not keep any secret. What do you all still expect from me? What instructions do you all want?" Of course, the dialogue continues further, and Buddha encouraged Venerable Ananda, you know, to rely on Dhamma, practice the Dhamma, to be a light to himself. And Buddha very clearly said, in the teachings of the Buddha, there is no secrets, and Tathagata does not hold any secret related to the Dhamma. Now, when Buddha said so clearly, and when the Dhamma is so clearly expounded, there is no ground for any Buddhist to proclaim and say that they hold the secret teachings. Most probably, these traditions, they are influenced by Hindu practices in ancient India. It is among the Hindu practitioners that they had these secret teachings. And there is a category of Hindu teachings, Brahmanic teachings, which are known as Upanishad. The word Upanishad means sitting near to the teacher and receiving the teachings. And these teachings are given only to selected students, but not in Buddhism. In Buddhism, the teaching is open for everyone. Around 6, 7, 8 centuries in ancient India, and there were popular demand for certain practices like recitation, magic, and certain kind of mystic practices, which we recognize today with the terms like Yantra, Mantra, Tantra, Kalachakrayana, Sahajayana, Tantrayana. These are terms which borrowed by some of the Buddhists. And some of the Buddhist schools, they borrowed these ideas, they created their own versions and came out their own practices. This is the truth. This is the history. So Buddha's teaching, there is no secret. Buddha never said there is any secret in his teaching. Now, when we recite the verses related to homage to the Dhamma, we say, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, so there cannot be any secret. Sandhittiko, and visible here and now. Dhamma is visible here and now, and it is nothing to be hidden. One day, a Brahmin approached the Buddha and asked this question: "Venerable sir, how Dhamma is visible here and now? Can you teach me? Then Buddha simply said, when your mind is full of greed, hatred and delusion, when your mind is covered with these defilements, when your mind is overpowered with these defilements, then you may behave in a such a way that you will do harmful actions for yourself and society. You may take wrong decisions and you might suffer because of miseries that you create because of your own greed, hatred and delusion. And then Buddha said, I'm teaching the Dhamma to destroy, uproot these defilements. When your mind is devoid with anger, hatred, ill will, jealousy, when your mind is devoid with these defilements, then your mind is blissful, peaceful, happy and joyful. So in this way, Dhamma is visible here and now. So it is not something to be believed, but to be practiced. Dhamma is to be practiced, then only you can see the result here and now, visible here and now. When your mind is full of defilements, are you not suffering? Are you not having miseries? Are you not undergoing pain? Are you not creating problems? But when these defilements are no more, and when you reduce these defilements, and you enjoy bliss and happiness here and now, even though you are not enlightened yet, but what will happen if you can totally uproot them? Then you will enjoy perfect bliss and happiness. To whatever the extent you will practice the Dhamma, to that extent you will enjoy bliss and happiness and experience. So Dhamma is visible here and now. Akaliko. Dhamma goes beyond the time. There are some people who believe that enlightenment cannot be achieved in modern society nowadays. How can it be? If Buddha says Dhamma is visible here and now, it is beyond the time, and we cannot say that only in the past people achieve enlightenment, in the present people cannot achieve enlightenment. That is not according to the Dhamma. If you practice the Dhamma, you can be enlightened. There's no any reason for us to say that we cannot achieve enlightenment. This is a misbelief, misinterpretation. There's no reason for us to justify, to say that those people who lived in India 2,500 years back, only they could achieve enlightenment, not the people who live in Singapore, or America, or Canada, or somewhere else. Only those people who lived in the past who can achieve, could achieve enlightenment, not the people who are living in the present. These are not true Dhamma. I mean, these statements are not according to the true Dhamma. So Dhamma is visible here and now, and if you practice the path, you will be enlightened. There's no any reason why you are not going to be enlightened if you practice diligently. So there are enlightened ones in the world, practitioners. Of course, they don't put up the labels and go around. Akaliko. Ehi basiko, come and check it by yourself. As he said, Buddha doesn't encourage blind faith, but encourage you to come and learn and practice and experience by yourself. Check by yourself. We do not go after the people and trying to convert the people. We are not going door to door and knock the door and come and join us. But it is openly available for everyone to come and check it by yourself. Any possible, we invite openly, come and check it yourself, bravely and openly. There's nothing to hide. So if there is secret, we cannot say come and check it yourself. There's no secret. That's why we can say come and check it yourself. Any possible, open eye, on word leading to Nirvana. So when we practice the Dhamma step by step, we will develop our spiritual faculties, ethical, spiritual and intellectual faculties, and eventually we will be enlightened. Upanayako. Pachatam Vedita Pro Vinyuhi. This teaching is to be realized by wise people. So here we need to have some degree of intelligence to realize the Dhamma, but it does not mean you have to be super intellectual people. And it does not mean that you also have to be educated and have the degrees and this and that. And as long as you have some degree of intelligence, ability to analyze, scrutinize, and as long as you have dedication to practice it diligently, you can be enlightened. You can be enlightened. But, of course, there is no shortcut. We need to practice diligently.